In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the book, The Two Towers, the second book in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, there's a passage in which Théoden, the king, and Aragorn are speaking. And Théoden is faced with the terrible prospect of a brutal war, and he's faint-hearted. Aragorn is calmly encouraging him to take heart and to do what he needs to do. And this exchange takes place between the two of them. Théoden says, "I will not risk open war." And Aragorn replies, "Open war is upon you whether you would risk it or not." This is the spiritual reality of our lives as Christians. From the time that we renounce Satan and commit ourselves to Christ, we are the enemies of the powers of darkness, and they won't let us get off without a fight. I tell those whom I make catechumens, you've now picked a fight with the devil. And so what you have to do is to turn and flee into the church. You know, you face west and you spit on Satan. And when you do that, you pick a fight. So then you turn back around, you flee into the church, which is the place of protection, the place of safety. It's very important that we recognize this reality, that we are in a fight to the death. The enemy wants to destroy us, but we are fighting to destroy his presence within us. In today's gospel, we find two demon-possessed men. It says they're so fierce that no one would pass that way. People were terrified to get near them. They're out of control, like wild animals, tormented by these demons. The Lord, with great compassion for these suffering men, of course, frees them from this demonic oppression and possession. And here we see that Christ has absolute authority over the powers of darkness, over the demons, over every power in this world. And so we know that he is the one, the only one, who can defeat their power. And he does that here, and he does that on the cross, and he does it once and for all, for the whole world. He rises from the dead, trampling down death by death, vanquishing the power of the enemy. But even though the powers of darkness have already been defeated by Christ, there is still a drama in this world. There's still a drama for us. There's still a battle that we have to fight. Because each human being, each human soul, is like another world. And the powers of darkness have to be vanquished within each one of us. And whether that happens depends on our will. And why wouldn't every person want Christ to come and drive out the demons? Why wouldn't anyone want that? But listen to the end of this story from the gospel. All the people in the nearby city, it says the herdsmen, whose pigs had gone running into the lake when the Lord sent the demons out of the demoniacs and they went into the pigs, those herdsmen fled into the city and brought everybody back with them. So here they all come. And what do they say to Christ? They beg him to leave. We want you to go away. We don't want you here with us. We don't want the help that you have to offer us. We don't want that. What? Why? Why would they not want that? He just drove out the demons who torment people, and you want him to leave and not to free you from demonic influence also? But you see, they also lost their pigs in the process. So they chose material prosperity over spiritual freedom and salvation. How tragic. Brothers and sisters, we can't underestimate the evil of our enemy. We can't underestimate how much he despises us. He hates God, and so he hates us because we're made in God's image. We stand as reminders to him of the power of God and his ability to create beauty and to perfect it. He can't stand that. So he wants to get rid of us, to ruin us, to make us like him. Like Theoden, we often feel like this is all over our pay grade. You know, we didn't ask to be in this big war. We didn't ask to have to fight these battles. We don't want to have to deal with all of these things. We want to ignore the problem and hope it will just go away. But the battle against evil doesn't work like that. We'll have to fight. Like Aragorn says, open war is upon us, whether we like it or not. But we have to be clear about what kind of war this is, about against whom we fight. We war against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and not against flesh and blood, as the Holy Apostle Paul says. Our true enemies are not human beings, but the demons who attack human beings and who torment them and even possess some of them. We see three things in the gospel that we have to notice and take seriously and take to heart. First, we see that the enemy is fierce. This is not a joke, and it will take courage. And remember, courage is not feeling no fear, but it means even when we feel fear, to do what we know is right. The second thing that we notice here is that the enemy is also clever and uses his propaganda to convince people not to fight against him. That's what happened with these townspeople who ask Christ to leave. All day long, every day, the enemy is sending out spiritual radio waves, you know? And sometimes they're telling us to forget Christ and to love this world more. And sometimes they're telling us, give up. There's no hope. Christ can't save you. He doesn't love you. Or there is no God. You're on your own. Give up and give in and just go along. Go with the flow. But brothers and sisters, it's all lies. It's the enemy's propaganda, his radio program. And we can't listen to it. We can't accept it. We're never on our own. Never. There's always hope in Christ. He loves us unconditionally. And he will save us if only we will let him. The only question is, will we trust the Lord? Or will we try to trust ourselves? Will we hope in him? If we do, the battle will be won inside of us also. The battle that has already been won by Christ, when he rose from the dead, trampling down death by death and binding the powers of darkness, it will be won in us as long as we keep our hope in him. The third and most important point, therefore, is that Christ has all power and all authority. He tells the demons to go, and they go. He has already won the victory, but we must still join ourselves to that victory so it can be won in us also. Today we celebrate the Dormition of Saint Anna, the mother of the Mother of God, the grandmother of the Lord. And so we have set before us, just like on every feast of every saint, we have set before us an image of holiness, an image of that victory of Christ being won in another person. And in this case in particular, it's her Dormition, her falling asleep, her death that we commemorate. So when we look at her icon, we see an image of a holy death, a victorious death, a death that tramples down death. So we're given these countless images to give us hope, these countless examples of the saints, to give us hope. So we fight with hope. We fight by hoping in Christ no matter what. Our weapons are faith, hope, and love. And the liturgy and prayer and confession. We slam the enemy every time we confess our sins. We slam the enemy every time we pray sincerely from our hearts. And we slam the enemy every time we receive the body and blood of the Lord with the fear of God and faith and love. Next Sunday is the procession of the cross, and we'll talk then about the power of the cross that we have as Christians in our battle against evil. And after that, it'll be the Dormition Fast, and we'll be talking about the Mother of God, and again, the power of the saints who come to our aid in battle. But for today, this is what we need to be clear about. The battle is upon us. It's here. There's no escaping it. We are in it as Christians. From the time of our baptism, we're marked as an enemy of the power of darkness. We have a bullseye put on us, and the enemy is after us. But we have one who is on our side, who is more powerful than any enemy. And we have a heavenly host of angelic powers and all of the saints fighting with us. Our hope is in Christ and in Him alone. Our faith is in Him and in His power to save us no matter how dark it gets. And our single-minded love must be for Him. And with these weapons we fight and endure till the end. And we will be victorious in Christ. He will be victorious in us also. To Him be all honor, praise, and glory, together with His unoriginate Father and His all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.